Thank you, King Jesus.
Love, Nene.
Wow. Good morning, everybody. Man, what a good time just receiving communion together. What an awesome time in worship and the song. Just sons and daughters, and He makes all things new. And you're just singing the gospel. I looked over at Pastor Jason. I said, it's the gospel. He said, yeah. Imagine that. He got excited. Listen, this is an awesome time. Don't ever just restrict yourself to doing receiving communion corporately. You, as often as you do it. Man, you can do it right in your kitchen, your bedroom. You can do it in your house. I know some people say you have to do it, a pastor has to lead it. I said, is this not true? You can have fellowship and communion with God, and you can use this as a simple, amazing contact point of faith that activates your heart to remember what He did and what He accomplished, who He is and what you've become. Keep your eyes on truth and let truth keep you free. Amen? What a great thing, the bread and the cup. Amen? Why? Because it represents what He did and what He accomplished. In John 6, Jesus said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of God and drink His blood, you by no means have life. And it freaked people out. They heard Him literally and they were like, how can this man give us His flesh to eat? And I mean, they really freaked out. But here's very simple what it means to eat the flesh of Jesus. You receive, you believe, you receive and become everything the flesh paid for. That's how you eat the flesh. You believe what it accomplished. How do you drink the blood? You believe what it accomplished and you put it on your life by simple faith. Amen? Amen. You believe He forgave you of all your sins through this cross. You believe you're accepted. You believe that by His stripes you were healed, that He was bruised for our iniquity and chastised for our peace. You believe that He was separated from the Father and you're forever joined with Him, never leave you, never forsake you, never alone again. You believe it. Amen? Every time you receive communion, you think about what you're doing. Just don't do it in disregard. Don't do it in an unworthy manner. A lot of people think, man, you got to search your heart. When he's talking in regards to people were coming early and they were feeding up on the bread and guzzling wine. And some of them were drunk when the rest of the folks got to church and sitting there with full bellies. And he's like, this isn't what the table's for. You don't do it in an unworthy manner. Come on, some of you guys are drunk. Some of you guys are this and that. Come on, if you do it in an unworthy manner, you're going to drink judgment on yourself. You're going to miss the greatest thing God set before you. It's participating and receiving in the accomplishment of His Son and stepping into the grace that He's given. That's all we're doing this morning. I'm just making sure we understand this is never just the fulfillment of an ordinance. It's not to make us feel fuzzy. It's to help us understand and keep our eyes and our hearts fixed on Him in remembrance of His death till He comes. Amen? Amen. So let's take this bread and let's just understand that according to 1 Corinthians 11, on the night He was betrayed. See, that fascinates me, people, because He knew He was being betrayed. He knew His men were deserting Him. He knew Peter was denying Him. He knew Judas sold Him out. He knew it. And none of that changed Him. None of that changed what He was about to do. He didn't let what they weren't seeing determine what He saw. He didn't let what they weren't willing to do and become decide what He was. He found Himself in the Father, and we find ourselves in Him. So if we're really following Jesus, then we have to ask ourselves, what do we do on the night we're betrayed, if that ever happens? Do we cry and call a friend, or do we lay down our life and stay in the strength of covenant? Hello? This is part of receiving. This is part of becoming. Come on, we're not just being blessed by Jesus. We're following Him. We're learning of Him. He said, come and learn of Me. Wow. What a good teacher. Let His life teach you. Pick that stuff up in your Bible and realize, whoa, don't read it to quote it. Don't read it to memorize it. Read it to become it. Slow down and ask Holy Spirit to show you everything. On the night He was betrayed. That impresses me because I've been around a lot of folks betrayed. Had to patch up a lot of things and try to fix up a lot of hearts. You didn't have to do that with Jesus. Why? I said it this morning. You say, because he's Jesus. No, because he's love. Because he's love. Don't ever forget that he's not just Jesus, some God in the flesh. He's love. What makes him so amazing, he's love. Do you ever see these weird twisted little cartoons and movies growing up where this weird professor guy and this wild hair and this crazy look in his eyes wants all the power of the universe so he can rule the world? Well, the Father has all that. And Jesus has all that. His name, Jason, he is name above everything. God has exalted him far above. And he isn't some weird ruler using that power and authority to rule the world and control the universe. His idea of all that power is hanging on a cross in the body of a man, fulfilling what man failed, paying for what man couldn't pay for, crushing the head of the enemy through a man. Now the blood of a man is on the mercy seat, and a man's body in flesh and bone, not a spirit, is sitting at the right hand of God, pleading on behalf of all men. That's his idea of rulership. That's his idea of power. His idea of power is not set them straight, cover a multitude of sin with mercy. Let mercy triumph over judgment. That's the way he rules his kingdom. What a God. When you receive this today, don't just receive the blessing of what he paid for. Find a commitment in your own heart. Find a place in your own heart where the integrity of what he did puts an integrity in you that says, you know what? All that is yours. How much more do you give than your flesh and body and your blood? How much farther can you go? All that is yours is mine. Fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. How do you respond to that? All that is mine is yours. There's a time when I receive communion, and I feel this way right now, where it's not just you forgave my sin and healed my body. You gave your life for me. And you're still serving me with that life by sitting at the right hand of God, letting your blood speak over me. And Lord, the way you gave your body for me, the best I understand, help me, Holy Spirit, I give my body to you. And the way you gave your blood for me, I give you my blood, my life, and choose to not love it unto death so that I might bring you glory and fulfill your will and leave a legacy that brings your name pleasure. That's how you receive communion sometimes. Sometimes you just receive it and receive that you're one with him and accept it. Sometimes it's just a reestablishing and affirming of I'm in you and you're in me. And sometimes it's just you take your time, and it takes me an hour when I'm by myself. And I preach myself so ridiculously happy and so committed and so in love, and it's good. Yeah. But I'm giving you the short version, even though it seems long to some of you. There was a time in my life I did this every day. And it got so amazing that 45 minutes later, I didn't even put the bread in my mouth yet. And I still had the cup. People say, man, the gospel flows out of you. Man, you carry it. I spent a lot of time with him in this truth. And this truth has overtaken me. I have to settle down and gain my composure to talk to you about it. You're seeing me very controlled. I'm crying inside most of the time, but I'm here to communicate, not cry all over you. I'm here to make sense and bring truth, not scratch fruits. Lift up the bread right now. And know as often as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me, he said. You do it in remembrance of my death till I come. And in your heart, find a place of faith, something like this. Lord Jesus, I hold this up and it represents the body you freely gave to me. You held nothing back. You didn't let mocking change you. You didn't let rejection change you. You didn't let resistance change you. You didn't let what they were seeing behind the scenes, even though you heard every thought, you didn't let it change you. Love never fails. And I don't just want to receive from you because of that. I want to become that. So as I receive this today, I'm saying your life for my life, I'm all in. I'm saying no to anger, frustration, despair, discouragement. I'm saying I'm all in. And what I see in you that I so love, I want everyone around me to see in me and love you. Lord Jesus, I hold this up and I say, this is your body broken for me. And I receive it in remembrance of your death till you come. Do this same work in me. Go ahead by faith. After supper, he stood up and raised the cup and he said, this is the cup of my blood. It's the blood of the new covenant. It's a new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink, you do it in remembrance of me. Father, the blood speaks better things. I'm never condemned. I'm never guilty. And I'm never ashamed in your presence because you've captured my heart. And even if there was an expression of weakness or a moment of just flesh thinking, you've empowered me to not be condemned and run from you, but run to you and grow wiser and sharper and be continually washed and righteous in your sight, holy, blameless, and above reproach. You didn't raise me up to scold me. You didn't raise me up to spank me. You raised me up to conform me to your image. And you are nothing but a father to me. And I thank you for your great love for me. And I thank you for the power that's in the belief through your blood. Now you do this before you drink this. You believe right now in your personal heart. And you do it individually, even though we'll do it as one. You believe right now he loves you before you touch this cup to your lips. You say it out of your mouth. You love me, or you'd have never sent your son. You value me, or you'd have never died on a cross. You didn't pay for nothing. You paid to redeem and restore something very precious to you. And it's called me. I stand clean. I stand forgiven. Get it closer to your lips. I stand righteous. And I stand free because of your unstoppable, eternal love. Thank you for loving me. You know, in the Bible, after they did it, they sang a hymn. I'm not sure what they sang. But when I'm at home, I would do something like that in my own personal life. And I want to encourage you to begin to just follow those things and begin to let songs like a normal day for me at home when I'm all alone is just receiving something like that. And then I might just do something like, Jesus, Jesus, Lord to me, Master, Savior, Prince of Peace, Ruler of my heart today, Jesus, Lord to me. Just something simple, something that means something to your heart. And Holy Spirit goes, yeah, 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 yeah. And he's sculpting and etching and shaping and unveiling. Ta-da! Your life in Christ. Amen.